Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
Find somebody more toxic, and y'all go through way more arguments than we did. Y'all go through way more arguments than needed. You better give him the same fucking treatment. I know it's just the intro and this shit get deep, but I've got my reasons. I put my work in, it wasn't worth it. My stress has turned you to the person for somebody else. I made you worth it for somebody else. I endured all your flaws till I broke through all the walls of your guard. Now you're perfect for somebody else.
I'm about to call her, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I know she's somewhere with a good guy, no. She's out with a guy who push a pretty penny. Her friend just let me know, she said he gets more paper than me, yeah. There goes my ego, this shit is weak though. My heart is cold, this shit is brick, my shit is Shaq at the free throw. Trying to get you back with all these cheap hoes and you don't even peep though. I let you take till there was nothing left to me. I seen it all, so there was nothing left to see. I know she would leave me, what you telling me? Cause when it's said and done, all I got is these melodies. You wasn't there when I was selling CDs. Sugar at the TD, I was making CCs. Money coming out, I'm watching it in 3D. You told me I'd be nothing, now I'm on the TV. Fast for a couple years later, see me, yeah. Come and see me, yeah. Come and see me, bitch. Car futuristic, shit, it come with 3 C's. Took the last feedback, it don't come with TVs. I stopped wearing chrome hearts and a Mary jeans. Getting too much money and it's busting out the seams. Shawty, don't act like I didn't need you on the scene. I only slept on you because you started selling dreams.
Oh my god, I don't even know, I'm so ashamed right now.
She been fucking rich nigga since 19. No money inside her bag, just drugs and Maybelline. Seems like money's got you doing anything, anything, anything. Serving looks you dead at me off for the finer things. Fuck me good and then you telling me all kind of things. It's like money's got you doing different type of things.
Honestly, like, I don't know why that
part is. Girl, I heard you fuck that nigga. Some shit I bought you. It hurts to know that that's some different shit I taught you. You left for someone that was icy. With all that ice, don't you forget you gotta come and see me. Come and see me, yeah. Come and see me. Come and see me, yeah. If it's on the gram, on the TV, yeah. Gonna see me. Gonna see me, yeah. For I'm toxic, you know it. Me and friends say I'm not shit, and you know it. She hops in my double R, she rather cry tears than the stars. And she knows some other guys in the double R ain't like us. Ain't doing it like us. Movies playing and they queuing it like us. Maybe I'm toxic, maybe I'm not shit. You ain't find yourself another option. Liquor, I'm gone. Sip, sip it till I get depressed in this bitch. Then I'ma call you right up on the flip. 50 reasons why your nigga ain't shit. Fuck them niggas if I'm not at the top. I go crazy, I'ma make this shit hot. DM your nigga and blow up your spot. Fuck up the relationship that you got. Fucked it up and now I'm calling you mine. It's no real intention of making you mine. I just don't wanna see you with no one else. Like I'm the only one allowed to move on. I'm a fuckboy for saying that shit, girl, I know it. I don't deserve you for playing that like that, I know it. But through these toxic eyes, I see potential. Took advantage of the fact you gotta come and see me.
Thank you.
trip out where I be. You don't come and see me. No, you don't come and see me.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. If you did not know, let me be the first to introduce you to this thing. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. And just like I do every single time, man, I'm gonna get you right back, straight back to the motherfucking mix, man. Let's go!
Just like the sun, I can't tell you lies because you always tell somebody. I'm drinking hypnotic in that girl, yeah, she hypnotic. Smoking some exotic in that bitch, I like a sauna. Don't tell me your name, baby, I just like your persona. I like Lil Wayne, but see my girl, she like Young Gunna. Dancing in the thug, I remember when I loved her. I was into her, but now I told her that it's time's up. If she gon' get a drum or something, I'ma pick the drums up. True, every night and every morning. Can you love me till my time is up? Pick you up, dress it up, color roll it up. Hey, got some higher learning for you. I can tell you, gotta show you. She gon' do it how she supposed to, yeah. Sit back like I'm supposed to. I don't like how these hoes move it right with it, with no room. I was into her, but now I told her that it's time's up. If she gon' get a drum or something, I'ma pick the drums up.
Thank you, thank you. Listen, family, if you did not hear in the intro, this is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I am, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. And if you did not hear in the intro, this is my baby girl. Please let her tell you one more time, I am
Uncle Sean.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I want to welcome y'all to the show, man. This is, I believe, what episode is we on? I want to say this is episode 134, right? Episode 134 of this shit we be doing all the time, man. Welcome. Usually how I start this, motherfucker, I started like... Well, I'm gonna start it like this. You know what, man? I hope y'all feeling good out there. Yeah, man. This is motherfucking... It's that shit, man. This is episode, I think it's episode 134 of the shit we be doing all the time, man. And I'm just this guy that like to go by the name of, by the regal name of. Start this motherfucker by just, you know, telling you what's been going on in my neck of the woods, what's been happening with me, and then I get to the shits, man. I get to everything that's been happening in entertainment, news, politics, music, pretty much anything that's going down your timeline. So, with that being said, let's get to it. But before I get to that, man, I had something on my mind. I had something on my mind all, pretty much all week. Basically, the homie had came up to me, and he wasn't doing the best. You know what I'm saying? This week itself has been so hard. It's been a really frustrating week for me in general. But for the homie came up to me and said, "Hey yo, what's the difference between love and obsession?" And I really had to think on it. What is the difference between love and obsession? Being obsessed is basically to preoccupy or fill the mind of someone continually, intrusively, and to a troubling extent. To be preoccupied or constantly worrying about someone or something, that is obsession. And the funny thing is, I really couldn't even explain not only what being obsessed was, but what love was. Love, an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something or someone, to feel deep affection for someone or something, like or enjoy very much. And I feel like, to be honest, bro, I didn't even answer his question. I told him, like, I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. But obsession is selfish. Obsession is all for you, the gratification of yourself. It's very ego-driven. It's very narcissistic. It's wanting everything good, not really taking the bad that comes with it. But love, something we all want, something we all just look for in people, things, places. We put so much weight into things that really don't matter, when we really all just want to be loved, to have someone to love us, to know that we're not on this planet just doing everything for nothing. You're doing it for love from the people you love, from the people you meet on this earth. You go through experiences, memories. So, back to the original point of what is the difference between love an obsession. I feel like everyone has their own specific definition, but someone call that shit puppy love. But what is true love? Does anyone really know what true love is? I feel like I do. But before I get too goddamn, you know, sentimental, spiritual, you know, I can get in that bag. I can. But we got some shit to talk about, man. Thank you for joining us, tapping in. I would tell you more about my week, but it's just been work. It's been working on myself, fighting depression and shit. But we got some shit to get to. We got some fire shit that's been going on, some crazy shit, some sad shit that's been going on in the news. And I want to get to the shits, man. We might as well get to the shits, man. What we got first on the docket? What do we have first? Fucking Walmart. How did I fucking know? Walmart apologizes for Juneteenth fucking ice cream. Basically, I just seen this shit pop up on the timeline. I seen a fucking red, green, yellow, great value. It looked like the shit that all the fucking senators, the little dashiki cloth they all dressed up in. That's what it looked like. But honestly, they wrapped ice cream, swirled red velvet and cheesecake flavored ice cream in a Juneteenth dashiki and tried to sell it to niggas at Walmart. I don't know why y'all thought this is not a surprise. Nigga, they do this for everything. Y'all, like, there's a thing called gentrification. They do this shit. They do it to everything. You're gonna get Juneteenth ice cream, my nigga. Like, and it's really funny because people love to find shit to get mad at. But how, like, nigga, I'm not going to the store getting my favorite ice cream and being like, I'm not getting mad. If I see this Juneteenth, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's different. Yo, but yeah, Juneteenth was this week. And people was like, what the fuck is Juneteenth? Honestly, like, what is Juneteenth? Juneteenth is an official holiday celebrated. Excuse me, I got it right here. Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of the enslaved African Americans. It is also often observed for celebrating African American culture, originating in Galveston, Texas. It has been celebrated annually on June 19th in various parts of the United States since 1865. So it's basically the official holiday for Black people celebrating freedom and culture and emancipation of slavery. Why does the holiday have to be about the worst thing in Black history? Why are we always celebrating being enslaved? I don't get it. That's not a little crazy to nobody, like, nigga. But yeah, I'm not going to Walmart, going down the fucking, nigga, I'm going to Ben and Jerry's. I'm not getting great value Juneteenth ice cream, nigga. Like, what are you broke niggas doing? This is crazy. Stop getting mad at fucking ice cream. Niggas be mad at ice cream in the fucking US, bro. Y'all niggas is wild. Oh shit, we got some other news. Let's get to some street news real quick. Ooh, I don't even know how to even introduce this topic, but I'm gonna try my motherfucking best. For some context, here y'all go.
But more breaking news this afternoon. The father of Jacksonville rapper Queso will testify against his own son in a very high-profile murder trial. This according to brand new court records first reported by First Coast News.
On Your Side's Ann Schindler broke the story just a short while ago and joins us from the newsroom. Now, Ann, this is a major development in a high-profile murder case.
Hey, yo, I love news people's voice. Well, Sharon, we're going to get straight to Bob in Helicopter 9, and he's going to tell you about the weather. Like, talk normal.
That's right, Keitha. I mean, anytime you have one family member testifying against another, that's a big deal. But in this case, in addition to being father and son, both are reputed members of a local gang that's typically ruled by the code of silence. Now, according to court records, the 51-year-old Abdul Robinson Sr. has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in a high-profile murder case in which both of his sons are charged. Prosecutors say that in January 2020, Hakeem Robinson, who performs under the name Queso, murdered Charles McCormick, who went by the name Lil Buck. Robinson Sr. was charged as an accessory after the fact in that crime and faced his own murder charge in a separate case. He faces 30 years to life, but if convicted, his cooperation with prosecutors could play a role at sentencing. Queso has helped popularize the genre known as murder rap, celebrating the violent deaths of gang rivals. He's also accused of the murder of Adrian Gaynor, a.k.a. Bibby, whose name appears in the viral music video Who I Smoke. Police and prosecutors say all three Robinsons are members of the gang known as ATK or Aces Top Killers. Now, Hakeem Robinson has pleaded not guilty. Jail records show that his dad has been moved out of the Duval County Jail, presumably for his safety. Back to you.
Yeah, so like you heard them saying, Queso, one of Jacksonville, Florida's more poppin' artists, he went down for a murder charge. His dad got picked up, probably to make like Queso, like, I guess, snitch or whatever. And it turns out that his own father is going to be testifying against him in court. And I was on social media this weekend, just, you know, just doing what I do, just on the internet, just looking at shit. My shit comes on my timeline same way your shit comes on your timeline. And basically, if you know anything about jail or prison, it's not that hard to get electronics in there. So this is where this information is coming from. It's coming from a jail, presumably it's coming from a jail cell. But Queso's dad actually went on, I believe it was either Instagram. Yes, looks like Instagram, and posted the reason why he's going to testify against his own flesh and blood son. Now, he's saying, if it was me and my daddy, Shaka, I'm guessing Shaka is his dad, R.I.P. If it was me and my daddy, Shaka, in a situation like this, I would have been freed my daddy a long time ago. No matter what, my consequences would have been no justification needed, in quotation marks, especially if he's a good or great dad. That part, he could do more for me out of jail than in jail in prison. Who leaves their daddy in jail to rot, especially when you know he innocent? I would have been stood up and said, my daddy ain't got a fucking thing to do with nothing. You niggas and bitches out in that free world, talk that talk out there until it's time to walk that walk. Facing that life sentence. Free good / great dads. Yeah, I know. Y'all. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. So that was a message that Queso's dad basically posted on Instagram to be like, yeah, this is happening. This is real. I'm testifying against my son because I'm a great dad and I didn't get him in any of this shit. Like, I didn't do nothing, so why am I in jail? Is basically what Queso's dad is. He's saying, yo, my son be on some shit. I ain't got nothing to do with it, but if you need me to tell you where he was this day and this night and like all this other shit, like there's, I don't even want to talk about this, but there's mad documentaries out there on YouTube about Jacksonville and just what's going on there. I beg for a lot of you who are interested in shit like this to go look up some shit online about these niggas. Like, look up a ATK documentary, look up a Queso documentary, and yeah, these according to these videos, but you can't believe everything you see online. You really can't. He's innocent until proven guilty, but I don't know, man. I don't know, as a father, like, how do you just testify against your son? Like, you created him, and you're going to, it's like sending your own mother to hell. Like, that's fucked up. But if I'm the dad and I have nothing to do with it, I can't understand his position and be like, yo, I ain't have shit to do with this. My whole life is thrown away because of my kid? Like, and this goes to a more serious topic. I'm sure most of you have heard of the Texas mass shooting. We'll get to that. But in cases like this, in the case that we talked about last week with this other school shooting this other grocery store shooting in Buffalo, like, where are these kids' parents when they're causing these just fucking acts of violence? Where was Queso's dad if he was allegedly out here killing people? Where was his dad when he was doing this? Was he trying to stop him? Was he trying to guide him? You raised him. Like, you know, you should know where and what your child is doing. And I understand, like, because even when I was a kid, I would just be going out doing what the fuck ever I wanted. Granted, my parents trusted me because they raised me right and they gave me enough sense, and they knew I had enough sense to go out into the world and pretty much handle my own from a young age. Some parents know their kid is not ready to fucking go out here and do shit for themselves, because they'll fuck around and do some crazy shit. And then it begs the question, where are the parents? Where were the parents when these fucking mass shootings happened? When a kid joins a gang, like, where the fuck is the parents? And now it's literally on display, like, yo, I'm in jail because possibly my kid did some shit. Why the fuck do I have to send it? So I can't understand his position, but I myself do not think I could sit across from the child I gave birth, that I gave life. I can't look him in the face across the courtroom and be like, it's either you or me. Nah. To me, that's some fucking, boy. Like, I don't even want to say it. That's kind of some evil, cold-hearted shit. Like, I don't think I personally could do that. Like, if someone else who don't think they could do that, Boosie, I'm not gonna lie, Boosie badass need his own fucking TV show. He need the fucking Boosie show. I don't know why no one has stepped to Lil Boosie with the biggest of bags and just offered to fucking tape this shit. Like, this nigga's, fam, that nigga Boosie's the GOAT. But Boosie seen this news same way I did and hopped on Instagram and said Lil Wardy, please don't do it, bro. Don't start this wave, please. Lil Wardy, you gave him life. You know what I'm talking about? Like, don't take his life if you gave him life. Them people you telling are laughing at you over dinner. I can hear them. We making that nigga turn on his own flesh and blood. Ha ha. Go look at your son baby pictures. Think about the good times. Think about your grandkids before you make this decision, man. Don't be selfish, my nigga. Make them people do their job in trusting God. Somebody gotta get this to Queso Dan, man. Man, boy. That was my Lil Boosie voice. I love Lil Boosie. Shout out Lil Boosie. I seen his son, Tootie Raw. Fuck with Tootie Raw. I seen he just graduated high school. Congratulations to him. But yeah, man, I agree with Boosie, man. Like, I couldn't. It's your flesh and blood. You raised him. You used to feed him bottles and change his diaper. And he grown now. And he, like people say, your children are a reflection of you in some way. They was in your house for amount of years. You know what I'm saying? 18 plus. You never know. Some people get kicked out at like 14, 15, even younger. So it's like, either you just saying, fuck your son, feed him to the wolves, or like, listen, man, if you can't and you won't stand for anything, you'll die for anything. You have to stand on something, bro. And these so-called street niggas stand on principle and moral of not snitching, not cooperating. And I'm not even talking about just normal people. Just, that's what you stand on. Stand on integrity, right? You raised that kid to be like that. Allegedly. Damn, man. Pray for Queso, man. Pray for everyone in that situation. I know it's hard. And of course, like Queso's dad said in his statement, like, no, everyone can talk it. Right here, right now, I'm talking it. I can't put myself, I would never, ever even attempt to get close to that position. But everyone can talk the talk until it comes to your front door, till you're in that prison cell and they're like, yo, you flip or you're in here till you die. You'll never see anything else but these four walls. 90% of people, and I want to say 98-99% of people are flipping. They're telling. If you go see the conditions in a prison and you look at those four walls, you're in there for a day, a couple hours, 2 days at the max. You will know whether you are going, that you have the mental fortitude, the physical strength to stay in that place for the rest of your life. You're flipping and you're telling. That's most people. Most people can't sit in those four walls, see people get stabbed over cigarettes, fight over cigarettes, tobacco, rolling papers, books. Like, most people can't handle that. And most people are almost guaranteed to tell. But when you sign up for that street life, you're telling the world and yourself. You're that 1% of people who can say, okay, I'm going to hold it down, shut my mouth, and I'm going to sit in this jail cell. Because I told myself I was the toughest, hardest, baddest in the streets. So, cool. Be that. And shut the fuck up in jail. Don't talk. That's what you signed up for. That's what it say on street lesson paragraph article V79. I'm signing up for all the fuck shit. I'm with, what did the kids say? I'm with all the fucking smoke. You was with all the smoke when you was a street nigga on the outside world. You signed up. Same as if you fucking lease a couch, buy a fridge, lease a car. You're gonna have to pay some way. It's whatever. But in other news, what else we got to talk about? Since we was already on that shit, I don't even want to talk about it, man. I mentioned it, but it's the saddest shit I've ever heard. I'm just gonna have to play a news clip of the shooting, the Texas shooting. I don't know the actual name of the school. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I've been trying to just avoid all that news because it's so depressing. And it's so depressing, and it's like I can feel myself getting numb. Like I can feel myself getting numb to
the Carolyn Hacks column.
Excuse me, my bad. I can feel myself getting numb to all these school shootings, these mass shootings, these just acts of violence. I'm getting so fucking numb. Like I seen this school shooting basically pop up on my timeline, and I'm sorry, I'm staggered speaking because this is a lot. Like, bro, to see the first thing I seen was like 19 students dead at an elementary school. 19 students and two adults are dead because some young kid ran up in a high school, into an elementary school. I was just like, I don't even want to read this, bro. This is the first thing I seen. I was like, bro, you got to be fucking kidding me, bro. Like, for real? Like, just to, there's so much,
And tonight there are serious questions about how long it took for law enforcement to respond and take out the gunman in the Uvalde Elementary School massacre. During a press conference today, DPS officials said the suspect was not confronted by a school resource officer as previously thought before he entered an unlocked door.
And it appears he was barricaded inside that classroom where he killed 19 children and two teachers for about an hour before he was finally shot and killed. It is shocking and upsetting news for families of the victims and the community as they struggle to cope with the immense loss of so many young lives and the two teachers who try to protect them.
Again tonight, we have team coverage in Uvalde. Adam Bennett sat down with the father of one of those young victims. But first, Xavier Walton with a closer look at the timeline of how it all happened. Xavier.
Len, Mia, you mentioned it just a second ago. It took approximately 60 minutes for a tactical team to get in place before entering into Robb Elementary School. Sadly, by then, it was too late.
That's fear mounting with frustration as families were trying to rush into Robb Elementary School. Authorities say at 11:40 Tuesday, the gunman entered through the unlocked back door. 4 minutes later, Uvalde police and Uvalde ISD officers make entry. They're met with gunfire, take cover, and call for backup.
We need equipment. We need specialty equipment. We need body armor. We need precision riflemen.
According to DPS, with the gunman barricaded inside, it took approximately 1 hour for a tactical team to arrive. The video shows what it was like for parents outside the school.
I was angry. I was scared. Well, my son, you know.
How could this happen to the babies?
Jackie and Martine's son.
Bro, I don't fucking think I can continue to even just talk about this, or bro, I can physically feel tears forming in my eyes just from the thought of losing any of the people I love, like specifically like the kids, bro. That shit just, bro. Like, it leaves you speechless to just think someone, and it's just so much fucked up shit about this story. Like, I got, like, we're getting so much information on this shooter and everything he, like, everything about him, the planning up to it. They had a 30-minute fucking notice before he started this fucking massacre. Fucking, I'm seeing Instagram DMs of him and a girl fucking going back and forth, saying him like, yo, I got a surprise, bro. Like, this nigga said, like, yo, I got a surprise, like he finna surprise somebody with a gift, like some flowers or candy. Like, no, he was telling someone, yo, I'm finna kill children, bro. Like, there's so much shit that it's just, I don't even, like, I can't imagine the fucking, how the parents feel, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, everyone's trying to say what they would do, what they would have done, what should have been done. It's all been said, bro. Everyone, bro, there's nothing to even say. It's like, this shit happens so much, and nothing ever happens to the point where I don't even want to talk about it. What's the point? Because we all just looking back at our phones and TV screens like, oh shit, that was bad. What happens on the next episode? Type shit. Like, that shit is just lame how desensitized we are. Honestly, bro, like, that's why I had to, like, be away from my phone, especially this week, because, like, just even seeing it, I don't want to have to keep that in my head. Because if I'm depressed and I'm just thinking about shit, like, I'm going to get to, my brain's going to go everywhere. It's going to go to just sad shit and just, like, the state of the world that we're in. Like, we can't go to supermarkets and be safe. We can't be at school and be safe. Can't be at our homes and be safe. We can't go out to clubs, gas stations, fucking parks. We can't really go anywhere and be safe, bro. And if we the greatest country in the world, it's like, protect your people, not just from enemies far away, but protect us. If you say you have our best interests, show us. Like, but yeah, man, I'm trying to get off. Man, I gotta play some shit just to get my head off of this shit, man. This shit got me so fucked up, bro. We're gonna be right back to the show. Just the show, man. Make it is what it is, man. Sit back and listen to Uncle Sean Don P for a minute. But just remember, man, I'ma always keep it real. Yeah, I find pleasure in our conversation. Me and you, we can change the nation. Fuck all of the contemplating. I want you now, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I heard about your past love. Put that nigga in the past, love. Shit, love is so beautiful, and I'd rather share it with you. Yeah, you a queen last I recall. Your whole presence need bodyguards. Shit, just your smile got me in awe. The closest to an angel that I ever saw. So, if you give me some of your time, girl, it'll be me and you against the world. I ain't worried about a damn thing, so I'ma let this song sing. Love.
trust, wisdom, guidance that you commit and we need. More affection, less violence, the answers lie within me. Call it poetry, living in the moment we guarded by the angels, misunderstood, you and me. Maybe I could find comfort in your smile. I tend to find inspiration in your style. Maybe I could build a castle with your eyes and all the pieces fall apart whenever you start to cry. We expressing true love, don't need to be televised. Fly away with two doves, one for you and one for I. Criticize my meme mugs, that's affection if we die. We living a dream of, dream us. But of course we got some growing to do. And I know when I piss you off, you probably smoking a few. But I promise when love enters, I ain't playing games. So I gotta let this song sing, let the song sing.
Watch them rose ground from nothing, nothing near the purpose, the pavement. Ooh. And I love what I see you love, and you can't
rest assured, rest assured, rest assured, rest assured.
I'm giving it all to you, all to you, all to you. I'm giving it all to you.
Yes, sir, Ski Man. Welcome back to the show, man. Just had to have a little switcheroo, just because the mood was a little dark there. I was getting down. I was getting down, man. But more news that happened this week, news on your timeline and shit. Isaiah Rashad is back, man. He's speaking up after earlier this year one of his sex tapes leaked. We're just gonna keep it real here, man. He was sucking some dick, man. He was sucking some dick. He was getting his dick sucked by two gentlemen. It was a vibe, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, the internet was pretty accepting. The internet did some wild shit. Like when you make fire music, bro, people will look over a lot of other things. I don't want to put these two people in a category, but I'm just going to say he's the king of R&B and he's from Chicago. And they call him the Piper. Anyways, yeah, like when you're that talented, people really don't be caring what you be doing. But Isaiah Rashad is back, and he sat down with the man, the god, the legend, the myth, the Podfather himself. He sat down with Joe Beezy, Joe Budden, and yeah, pretty much just asked him, what does he identify as?
I have to ask you. You said your family knew, your grandparents knew, your girl knew. But for the people who didn't know, how do you identify today?
I'd say, I'm sexually fluid.
What does that mean?
I'm still learning about it myself. I'm getting put my heads in the books to find out the basics of it. But basically, I'm not in full control of when I walk into a room who I'm attracted to. Okay. And just because I grew up in high school, I dated this type of person. In college, I dated this type of person. Doesn't necessarily mean as an adult that it's going to always be, specific. But I'm more so attracted to, a personality. I'm attracted sometimes to the intellect. And sometimes it's just being attracted to somebody.
So you're not monogamous?
Definitely right now.
So you are monogamous?
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah, right now.
I have to ask you.
Yeah, so I don't know what fluid means, so before I even continue to talk about this, I am going to look up what fluid sexuality is. Sexual fluidity is one or more changes. Excuse me, let me start over. I want to make sure I say this right. Let me take a little sip of my little... Ooh, delicious. Sexual fluidity is one or more changes in sexuality or sexual identity. Sexual orientation is stable and unchanging for the vast majority of people, but some research indicates that some people may experience change in their sexual orientation, and this is more likely for women than for men. Okay. So, he, when he feels like it, he says, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna suck some dick. When I want some pussy, I'm gonna go eat some pussy. Like, he, it depends on the weather. Whether he wants what he wants. And I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. He's that comfortable in his skin where he says, hey, bro, sometimes that guy over there is smelling mad nice. And he has a great smile. And he's muscular. Or whatever the fuck. And I may want to suck his dick. I don't know. I guess. But he also answered, basically explained, like, what he was doing when, like, his sex tape leaked.
Casual hip-hop is so big now that the casual fan still wants to be privy to. They want to check your Insta story. They want to, you have to be constant, and that could be annoying. How do you feel? Speak to that, though. How do you feel as a rapper with... privacy is already blurred. People already feel
like... Ooh, my bad.
Privacy is already blurred. People already feel like they should know everything about you. So when there's this shocker, it's like...
I had no idea y'all was a fan since day one.
I'm like, was it really anybody's business in the first place?
That's what I said.
It was nobody's business in the first place. It's like, you know, like, I'm like... It wasn't anything that I felt like... If somebody asked me about it, yeah, I'll talk to you about it. I've talked to plenty of people about it. But when it broke, I was eating this chicken salad.
There we go.
I was eating a chicken salad, and you get a call from Top and Matt at the same time, and that's the weirdest shit, because they don't never, a double FaceTime. I'm like, what the fuck
did I do? Oh, and it's a FaceTime.
You're like, what the fuck did I do, bro? You're like, I'm like, okay. He's like, well, they, And I'm like, off him starting to say something, I'm like, oh, some one of them little sex things leaped, huh? I'm like, I'm like, damn, did they get the good tape?
Hey,
so you tape a lot. No, it's not. What? No.
You said, did they get the good
tape? We had like, hey, like,
I got some tapes.
It's off the record there.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey. This is why I feel like the internet was so cool with just this nigga. He's so transparent being himself. I feel like people feel like he was transparent through his music, and he kind of relates, like, it kind of translates in interview form. Like, Isaiah Rashad, pretty cool cat, like, pretty cool. What else? I really don't think we have that much else things to get to. What did we talk about? Shooting, sexual fluidity. Okay, so, oh, shout out to XXXTentacion, his documentary produced by, I believe, his mother, just released on Hulu. It's called Look at Me. Super, super, super good documentary. Honestly, showing the goods and bad sides of X unbiasedly, which is really brave and strong for his mom to do, because a mom loves their babies. So it must have been hard to, you know, have to put in the documentary about your son possible, like, allegations of some shit that's kind of serious. Is really brave. Just rest in peace, X, man. And just salute him for, you know what I'm saying, even him coming to terms with this shit in his life, which was showcased in the documentary. Him basically showing, like, people can change. Sometimes it's a radical change where it doesn't happen in the ordinary way. Everyone changes differently. Everyone evolves differently. They become new people. We become just better versions of ourselves or worse versions of ourselves over time. So to see him transforming into better person, a more enlightened person, was really inspiring. But also seeing the other side, where the other side of him, which was really dark, and just, it always seems like the greats always predict their death some way, somehow. And it just got into a lot of different stuff where I didn't know. So it was refreshing seeing a new side of a favorite artist of mine. So shout out Cleo So Jazzy, X's mom, for the documentary. Shout out Kanye West. He dropped his new track that was at the end of the documentary, True Love. Basically, it was a song he played at the Donda listening event, like the very first song when the house was setting on fire. It wasn't finished, of course. It looks like Kanye finished it, put it out in time for the documentary. Super dope. Shout out to him. What else do we have? J. Cole. Shout out, Jake. Y'all listen, man. I'm going to keep it a full stack. J. Cole has had a better year than everybody. I'm going to put it on record right now. J. Cole had the best album this year. This nigga J. Cole is officially a hooper, bro. He basically, J. Cole, Jermaine Cole, is 6'3", and he is a guard for the Scarsboro Shooting Stars. It is, let me see, in the reports from Complex, Drake's friend and founding member of OVO, Nicholas OVO Nico. Corino spoke about J. Cole's latest contract and how Drake actually had a hand in it. Corino is a co-owner of the Shooting Stars, and while at a party in Los Angeles last year, Cole and Drake ran into each other, which led to a conversation about the Scarsboro Shooting Stars. And Corino basically said, you know, Dreamville and OVO are family. Drake had a party in LA last year. The conversation was, I heard you have a team organically. It grew from there. J. Cole is now playing. Excuse me. J. Cole is now playing semi-pro basketball for the Scarsboro Shooting Stars. And yo, niggas are haters. Niggas are going to hate, bro. Just we'll throw the hate out there. In like his first game, I seen a report. He got like 3 points, one right rebound, and like one assist. Fam, it's his first fucking game. He had to, I'm sure J. Cole had to try out at least. So, and J. Cole be balling. But J. Cole had a way better album than all you niggas. I'm going to say it was better than Kendrick's. I want to start ranking albums, but I don't know if I'm ready for all that. But I kind of have like J. Cole's album one, I think like Baby Keem second. I gotta go re-listen to some older albums, but I will tease a little top 10 albums that I'm feeling. What else do we have? YSL, they denied Gunna's bail. Basically playing songs like Take It to Trial, Ski, and Slatty as evidence. To basically keep him in jail and not, basically they're saying, like, yo, Gunna is actually part of YSL, like, for real, and he plays a part in the organization. They said it, lyrics that says stuff like, preserving, protecting, enhancing the reputation. I killed this man in front of his mama, like, figure a little brother, sister, and cousin, some lyrics said it, a shootout. And kill him, not leaving a trace. What the fuck? But what? I don't know what they're doing in this case, but free Young Thug, free Gunna. I'll update y'all on that when I have updates. What else we got? I'm trying to get out of here. And once again, rest in peace to Lil Keed. He was laid to rest in Atlanta earlier this week. Prayers and thoughts go to his family and friends. Man, let's get to this shit before we get out of here, cause oh man, I love talking about this girl right here. Krishan Rock is fucking back, man. I told you, man, I love toxic love. I'm good on toxic love, but but I do enjoy it. Like, if we can just have, like, a toxic night in my relationship where we just say bad shit about each other and just act like we hate each other, and then at the end of the night just have, like, fuck and have angry sex. Oh, my God. Perfect relationship. But Chris Sean Rock, representing for all the toxic girls across America, has tattooed her nigga's fucking face underneath her neck. On her neck. She tattooed this nigga blue face on her throat. Now, they've had lots and lots of drama that we've covered over God knows how many weeks. They're in a toxic love that's amazing. I just seen a story where she beat up, like, Blueface's mom and her sister, and, like, I don't know what. Bruh, Blueface has a show, but I doubt he is filming this part of his life. Blueface's life is a fucking movie. I just need Blueface and Lil Boozy to have a show together, bruh. That shit would be fucking phenomenal. Oh my fucking. Yo, this shorty tattooed this nigga's, that's some love right there. Like, shorty, tap my face on your neck. What the fuck? And I keep seeing every girl on Instagram talking about, nigga, dick could never make me do that. What? Fam, listen, bro. It's all about timing. It is all about time, and that's all I gotta say about that for right now. But shout out to Blueface and Chris Sean Rock, man. I just enjoy their shenanigans all the fucking time, bro. Like, it never gets old to me, bro. Like, think about it, bro. If you have someone willing to tattoo your whole face on their neck, they're with you. They love you. Bro, this is a big ass tat. You can see this shit from a mile away.
It's a test. All I'm gonna do is test you all day long. I'm gonna ask you to do a bunch of stuff that I don't really care if you do or not, but I'm gonna just see if you do it, just to see if I could even take you there, baby. You listen to me?
Yeah. Right.
Most of the time, you know, not all the time. You know, you're not 100%. You like a C+ student.
No, I'm not. Why are you playing my time?
But I do the most for you, right?
Do I do the most for you?
Do I do the most for you, though?
Yeah.
All right. So we do the most. You do the most for me.
I do the most for you.
Yeah, you do. And I do, like, a little bit of the most for you.
No, you did behind the scenes most.
Yeah, not the social media. Yeah, but damn, what's that on your neck, though?
Do
you like it? What? What's that on your neck? So when they see me, they see you. Ah! God damn. It must be nice. It must be nice. I'm trying to get like you, my boy. Yo, shout out Blueface and shout out Chris Sean Rock. Looking forward to just more of their, you know, their shit that they got going on. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in with your uncle. I was not having the best day or week when I started recording, but coming in here and speaking to you guys, It really just makes me happy. And for all the people who listen, all the people who, this is your first time, just thank you. I appreciate every listen. Anyone who listens to this shit, man, I consider y'all family. But I'm just gonna do what I always do. We'll be back next week with another recap of shit going on, God's willing. Y'all stay blessed. Take notes. And most importantly, man, wash your hands, wash your ass, stay safe, man, and most importantly, stay dangerous, man. I'm out of here. I'll holla at y'all. Till next time, man. I'm out!
First name, last name, date of birth. Nigga bad, sign paperwork. Once the ink dries, can't say a word. Just another day of work. Keep it even though I love you, you should say it first. She in med school, I wanna date a nurse. I know you been hurt, I don't wanna make it worse, but I know that I'm liable to make it worse, yo. Oh my, she's so fly. 9 to 5, but she wanna be somebody. I can tell you need somebody. Put that thing on me, cause I need somebody. Girl, I'm at the 21C, come find me. I want you to be the one I keep beside me. Baby, don't stop, can you keep massaging? I know that you probably think I keep some thotties. But that's besides the point. Got the windows tinted, can't find you, boy. Lock it down, half the hours at a private joint. They treat me different in the city, I'm the pride and joy. Got a couple old flames that I'm trying to avoid. Got a couple things with me she ain't tried before. Well, what you waiting on? Oh my, she's so fly. 9 to 5, but she wanna be somebody. I can tell you need somebody. Put that thing on me, cause I need somebody. Girl, I'm at the 21C, come find me. I want you to be the one I keep beside me. Baby, don't stop, can you keep massaging? I know that you probably think I first name, last name, date of birth. Make a bad, sign paperwork. Once the ink dries, can't say a word. Just another day of work. Even though I love you, you should say it first. She in med school, I wanna date a nurse. I know you been hurt, I don't wanna make it worse, but I know that I'm liable to make it worse, yo. I played you my first hit before it dropped. You were in the driver's seat and I was on the ox. You made a stank face, that's how I knew it was hot. Looking back, I gotta wonder if you would've thought that my life would've changed like this. That every station in America would play my sh**. That I would do a remix and I could take my pick of any rappers that I wanted and they get on the sh**. I can't imagine you did the way you see it. Ain't no way that I don't have a new b**. And it ain't fair, cause you know I got a whole lot of friends that's gonna tell me who they seen you on the avenue with. The playing field ain't leveled, that's how I engineered it. You don't know when I'ma pop up and when I'm disappearing. Lately it's been something I don't really like in your spirit. Wallace Lane made the beat, nigga John engineered it. She ain't flying in spirit, she's a Delta, not the kind with the pyramids. You got something that I'm trying to experience. Leaving comments, got them all getting curious. Couple phone calls, now we calling it serious. I say I'm in love when I fall for appearances. It's a lot of clubs trying to call for appearances. Last one I did, I caught a vibe with the bottle girl. Told her that I'm leaving, but I call when I'm here again. That was West Virginia, don't know when I'll be there again. People in my circle wondering when I'll be arrogant. Feel like they can't wait to say I stepped out of character. She said that she wanted me to take care of her. She said she want me to London in person. She said do your thing long as I don't embarrass her. Damn, I ain't even get to test on my character. She ain't flying in spirit, she's a Delta, not the kind with the pyramids. You got something that I'm trying to experience. Leaving comments, got them all getting curious. Couple phone calls, now we calling it serious. I say I'm in love when I fall for appearances.
Yes, sir. Once again, man, thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in. Like always, man, we'll catch y'all next time, God's willing. But please, 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 wash your motherfucking ass, wash your hands, cut your nails. Most importantly, man, stay safe and stay motherfucking dangerous. I love y'all, family. I'm out. I got too many hoes.
I ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn star, so God.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets till it's dark out, and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No,
not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About us, about us, about us. You as real as they come. But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where that throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no. Just, just, just.